Welcome back to the Everything Bagel podcast. This is Emily.
And this is Shelby. It's been a hot minute.
Mm-hmm. We're in the new year. We took a break for the holidays.
Yes.
And then also, this episode was supposed to come out earlier, but one of the mics had an issue, so we're actually re-recording this whole episode.
Yeah.
Super fun.
We're learning. We're still learning, you guys.
Yeah.
It's a journey. It is. But we're still having fun, and we hope that you guys are also still having fun with us. So.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into it.
What was I going to say? I'm blacking out.
I don't remember.
I was going to say something. Just that this episode is about
the new year. Yeah, it's like a New Year's themed episode. Yeah. But we even originally wanted it to come out after New Year's just because everybody is so into their New Year's resolutions and their goals. And so these are just kind of some things to think about.
Yes.
After you have really set mm-hmm. those things in yes. into place. But
yeah, sorry for the wait. We've been busy. We've been surviving.
The holidays get so busy.
So busy.
So it's been kind of nice to just chill down a little bit.
But chill down?
Is that a thing? I don't know.
Chill down? Chill out?
It's a Shelby thing.
It's sure. a thing now.
It is a thing now. I feel like things haven't chilled down, though.
No. You're always like, okay, next week. Okay, next week things will be chill.
Okay, next week I'll clean my house. Nothing's
ever chill, ever.
Okay, next week I'll do this.
You're busy and then you die.
Yep. Why not, though? YOLO.
But yeah, do you want to just start?
Well, before we start, I feel like, okay. I've just had like a lot of thoughts. I've had so many thoughts in my head right now, and one that just came to my head is me and Abe have been talking about this, and I feel like I'm in the Matrix right now, because there's so many things that have just like been reoccurring.
Dude, same. And I haven't even told you about these things yet. That's so weird that you say that.
Okay, can I tell you?
I have been weirded out by life lately. Okay, you go first.
That is okay. That is so you go first. Weird. So the first thing, it started with Wizard of Oz. So we went to go see Utah Metropolitan Wizard of Oz. That's when it started. And that was mm-hmm. in what? Like October? So this has all happened within like 3-ish months. And then Wicked came out. And then every single show that Abe and I were watching in like November or December, or even like movies, had a reference to The Wizard of Oz. Like, we watched Silo and there was a reference in there.
Mm.
And then we watched, I think there was one in Ted Lasso. And then we watched Twisters, and that obviously has Wizard of Oz in it. But, like, we were like, the next movie or show that we watch has a Wizard of Oz reference, we are for sure in the Matrix. And then, I can't even remember all of the reoccurring things. Oh, there was another one. So, I saw this TikTok, which I do want to talk about TikTok in a minute. But I saw this TikTok where this girl was like, did anybody else get a fire blanket for Christmas? And did you get one, Emily?
A fire blanket?
Yeah, from no. like any of your parents?
No.
Okay. Well, apparently, like ads were going out for the same fire blanket. It's like the Hero fire blanket or something. I don't remember what it's called.
I've seen some ads for it.
Yeah. But it's like the algorithm was algorithming yeah. for all of our parents because seriously? So many people got fire blankets and we got a fire blanket from Abe's parents.
Weird.
And then it's like weird. I mean, I know these fire blankets aren't for like if you're in a fire, it's like to stop a fire. But
right.
It's crazy.
It's not like you can... My entire house is on fire. Good thing my parents got me a fire blanket.
Yeah, I'll be protected. I can stay in here now.
My entire house is up in flames. I'm good.
But it's so weird that, like,
I'm sorry, is that too soon?
So many people got those blankets. And then there's this horrible tragedy in California right now. Right. Like,
yeah, it's so crazy.
And then... The next thing that has been so weird is I feel like it's probably just around me, but I feel like everybody and their dog is getting pregnant right now. And I'm like, if that's not a sign.
I do know a lot of pregnant people. I don't know any pregnant dogs.
My sister's dog is pregnant.
Oh, literally everyone and their dog. I thought you were just
I mean, I using was that. Saying that as a saying, yeah. But. My sister's dog is pregnant, so, well, we don't know for sure yet, but...
She thinks she is.
Yeah, she did the whole process, so yep, the whole she process. Most likely is.
She's likely impregnated. I am also impregnated.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I said it like that, but...
Emily...
Yeah.
...is pregnant, you guys.
I sure am. So, end of July, I will be taking maternity leave, probably... From yep. the podcast for a minute.
So
but.
We'll have to maybe batch or just take another break. We'll see. Do you think... Okay, since we're on this topic, uh-huh. Let's talk about it a little bit.
Okay.
How have you been feeling?
I've been okay. Mm-hmm. I have been doing pretty good. Kind of similar to when I was pregnant with Jensen. I don't get super, super sick. I get nauseous in the evenings, so I have evening sickness. And then I'm just really, really tired, brain fog, irritable, like just all normal hormonal things.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's pretty similar this pregnancy, although I just have to eat all day pretty much or else I'm sick. But I almost feel like I'm getting worse.
Because
yesterday I was so sick. I was literally awful yesterday.
Have you thrown up?
I've only thrown up once. I could have definitely thrown up yesterday. I was like so
holding
close.
It in.
I held it in so hard because I hate throwing up so much. But I don't know what it was. Anyways, I got a prescription finally for Zofran today in case I need it desperately.
Oh, so you haven't taken it
but
yet.
The weird thing is, like, I'm a little more than 12 weeks now. And that's usually when people start feeling better. But with Jensen, I was sickest between 13 to 16 weeks. So I'm, like, just going to plan on it so I don't get disappointed.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Dang. Do you... Yeah. I know I've asked you this, but for the listeners, do you have a feeling if it's a boy or a girl? Because I know you're always like, well, I thought Jensen was a girl, but he came out as a boy.
Yeah, I don't really trust my intuition. I don't really feel like I have one either way. Actually, I do. I feel like it's a boy.
Yeah, you've been similar, like, from your last pregnancy with symptoms and stuff, so.
Yeah.
Could be another boy.
I feel like it's a boy. We would barely have to buy anything if it was. So for convenience sake, it would be really nice.
That would be nice.
But also it would be so fun to have a girl. It would be so different. I would, like, it would just rock my whole world because I would be like, what? Because I'm a boy mom.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like I'm a boy mom.
Yeah.
But it would be really fun.
I could see you having a sassy little girl.
Like, oh, great.
Like Jensen's little cousin.
Well, I've done a couple ultrasounds, but the most recent one was, I wasn't even 12 weeks yet. I was like 11 weeks. So just last week. And it was a week ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And during the ultrasound, this baby was like jumping off the walls of the sack. It was crazy. She could barely get a good picture because I was like, oh, great. It's a monster. There's a monster inside me. But it was really fun.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
So, like, could you see anything at all, like a profile or anything? Or not really? Because it was moving
around. Yeah, you
can
see the profile. It's crazy how fast they develop. Because I did an ultrasound at, like, a little over 9 weeks. And you could see a head and a body, but it wasn't super developed yet. Mm. And then, you know, literally like 2.5 weeks later, you could see a full face, arms and legs moving all around. Mm-hmm. Like, it looks like a full baby in there. And I'm like, whoa, that's so weird. How that fast do they grow?
Do you know how big it is right now? Like, what's the fruit size at 12 weeks?
I don't know. I'd have to... 13.4 centimeters. I don't know anything about development.
How many centimeters is in an inch? 10?
We're going to sound so stupid again, like we do every single week.
So your baby is 1 inch.
13.
Or is there... I need to look this up. Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're dumb. Anyways.
There's 2.54 centimeters in an inch, you guys. Not me over here thinking there's 10. Maybe there's 10 millimeters in an inch.
I'm pretty sure it's millimeters. Well, no, because... Never mind.
This is so bad. Anyway, we figured out Emily's baby is 5-ish
inches.
Yeah. So
is... But that's like...
Is an orange like 5
that's
inches?
That's like kind of big.
That's so tiny, baby.
How come I don't feel anything when it's like jumping off the walls?
Think about that little guy that's in you. Aww.
That is crazy.
That's so weird.
Anyways, let's move on.
What were your coincidental things?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm like, we're living in a simulation.
It's so weird.
But our stuff has all happened within the span of 1 week.
Whoa.
So this past week, and Dallin keeps, like, freaking out. But, anyways, I'll tell you what it is. The first thing was Dallin used the word behoove in a sentence, and I was like, what does that mean?
What does that mean? Behoove.
Like, it would behoove you to... He said it would behoove you to call the insurance company and get your card. And I was like, what the heck? What did you just say? He's not a big words guy. So for once, he said a word that I was like, what? Anyways, but it just means, like, it would serve you. Like, it would help you out. It would.
That sounds like he made that up.
It's your duty. Like, you should do this. It would be beneficial to you. Mm. So... And then we were watching Breaking Bad, because that's what we're watching right now.
Oh, yeah.
Every
what
night.
Season?
We're almost done with season 4. We are
How many seasons
obsessed.
Are there? Are there, know. Like, 6?
That's what I wanted to say. 6. Okay. I don't know. And then we were watching Breaking Bad, and they used that word in the show that night. And we were like, whoa, weird. And I was like, well, it's kind of that phenomenon that happens when you... like buy a new car and then that you've never seen before and then all of a sudden you start seeing it everywhere.
You notice it.
Yes, yeah. You just notice it more. So I'm like, well, we probably just notice it. And he's like, no, they've literally never used that word ever in the show, and they just happen to use it in the episode that we were watching
Little
the same
do you
day.
You know, Dallin actually just watched that episode without you.
And then what was the hold on, let me think. What was the next thing that happened? It was another Breaking Bad episode. So we were watching that trend. I showed him the trend on Instagram where you have your dad try something and he's like, and you're like, Dad, this is zesty. You should try it. Or like your husband. Sometimes they do their husband. Uh-huh. And so then they try and they go, that is zesty. Have you seen that?
No.
It's okay. Never. That probably sounded so weird if you don't know what I'm talking about. I'll show it to you. But we were laughing so hard at this video of this, like, compilation of a bunch of people saying zesty.
Uh-huh.
And then they used the word zesty in the episode that we watched that night.
Oh, weird.
We were like, what the heck?
That's so weird.
So this was all in 1 week. And then, but then again, I was like, well, what if we just noticed it? He's like, no, I swear they've never used the word zesty.
I feel like that one's more common than behooved.
Behooved, yeah.
Behoove.
And then
how
there
do you
was
even spell that?
One thing yesterday. Behoove, B-E-H-O-O-V-E. Okay.
Mm.
Literally exactly how it sounds.
That's what I thought, but yeah. You never know with the English language.
This was more personal, so I'll keep it vague, but he said that. Like, Saturday night, he was up, like, in the night, like, thinking about, you know, sometimes you think what would I do if XYZ happened, or like if XYZ happened to my family?
Yeah.
And he was like, and I didn't even know, but he was like up in the night thinking about this. And then the next day, somebody in church like told a life story about basically that happening to them. Mm-hmm. And he was like, that was just so like weird. And he's like, why did these things keep happening? Mm-hmm. And I was like, we're living in a simulation. So those were all the things that happened this past week.
That's crazy.
And it's funny because I never even told you any of that.
And then it's happening to me,
too. And then you said it's happening to you.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm sorry. You're going to be like, Shib, just get over it, okay?
Is this about TikTok?
Yeah, can we please just talk about it?
I don't believe it's going to happen until it happens.
I don't want to believe that it's going to happen, but everybody's saying TikTok will be banned on the 19th. And what makes me so mad, actually, is people just... Okay, this has been making me really mad lately. People just lie all over the place on TikTok, especially about pop culture, but about this freaking ban. It's like, how do you know how it's going to work?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there was this one girl that was like, so they do updates twice a week to the algorithm and just the app, and those will stop, but, like, you'll still have... the app, you just won't be able to post. Yeah,
and it was
more.
Just this random girl, and I'm like,
and I've seen multiple of those, sure? And they're all saying something different, and I'm like, where are you guys getting this information?
I think people are just making stuff up.
And how do you have the audacity to post it and like actually?
We should just post something.
We
with
should
just complete false information.
Yeah, it makes no sense, but. What app are we all getting onto if TikTok does go banned, especially our BookTok girlies?
Instagram. I get plenty of the BookTok
that's
like
true.
Repeats on my Instagram.
Yeah.
So
the algorithm just isn't as good. Like there's literally nothing that's like TikTok, because there's so like very niche things on TikTok, mm-hmm. and the algorithm knows exactly what you're looking for. And it's the best thing ever.
Yeah, but which is also what freaks people out and why people have doubts about the ethical, like, technology in TikTok and how the algorithm knows you so well.
Yeah. Another thing, though, of why I freaking love TikTok so much is everybody is making fun of the ban. Have you seen, like, all of the funny TikToks mm-mm. about it? Like, me and my husband watching our last round of TikToks we sent each other on... the 18th or whatever, the night of the 18th, they're like,
yeah,
me and my Chinese FBI agent or TikTok worker like working together, and like this whole time, like, I'm not yes. giving it justice, but people are just like making fun of how it's going
this
away.
This is like when Vine got banned.
Yeah, but didn't some
I'd rather,
crazy stuff go down?
I'd rather Vine come back. If we can trade in TikTok for Vine, I would do it in
I
a heartbeat.
Love Vine.
I love Vine.
Vine is what, so good.
Vine is what, like, helped, like, I always think of the very beginning of our friendship when I think of Vine.
Yeah.
Because, like, Shelby and I knew each other from dance. And we'd hung out a few times in, like, with everyone, but we'd never really hung out just us two. Mm-hmm. And there's one day where I came over to your house, and we just made stupid vines together. And, like, we bonded so much. And that was when we actually became friends, I feel like. Like good friends.
That is
so
true. So
I'll never forget that. I literally have... That's, like, ingrained in my memory. Probably because I watched those videos so much before uh-huh. Vine was banned of us... making those dumb vines in your basement.
Yes, and in my backyard.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I deleted Vine before it got banned, and then like a year later I went back to go re-download it, and I was like, what happened? Yeah. I just lost all of my vines.
I know.
And I would kill to have those again.
Imagine if we had those, like,
those would be
memories
so funny
of our first time hanging out together when we were 14,
like when
and
we would
15.
Do the voiceovers and oh
guys, good memes.
But as you can tell, I'm very sad. This is Shelby. I'm very
guys,
sad that
please
TikTok
help Shelby won't shut up about it.
I'm like, oh, I Emily's would be a little bit happy.
My quality of life will get better if TikTok goes away. And I'm like, my quality of life will go down. Where am I going to learn everything?
Even though I'm over here complaining that people are just lying on this app.
Literally, every time Shelby wants to talk about something that she learned recently, it starts with,
I saw this on TikTok. Okay, but I feel betrayed because the ban is, if it's happening, you guys, it's happening right before Onyx Storm comes out. So where are we going to see all of this stuff?
Instagram. My Instagram is full of book talk community.
It's not as quick. But
it's that's actually true.
But that will actually be nice because then I won't get as many spoilers. And you know me, I always spoil the books. Yeah. I keep knocking the mic. Sorry.
You're fired.
If you hear a clink,
the only time I don't scroll that much on TikTok. I go on TikTok to watch the like 15 videos you send me every day. And then I'll scroll for a little bit and then I'll send you some. And that's pretty much
I've been sending some pretty good videos lately, though.
Yeah, they always hit.
They always hit.
Most of the time. Right. Sometimes I'm like, do you just send me everything you see or just the good ones?
Well, probably like 50%. 50%? Maybe not that much.
That's crazy.
It depends on my algorithm. So if it's like catered, it's either catered towards what Abe and I are sending each other or what I'm sending you. So,
You know that one episode where we talked about things that we always scroll or never scroll on?
Yeah.
And I talked about how much I love lawn mowing videos.
Yes.
I finally got on lawn mowing TikTok.
Oh.
It was on my Instagram and Facebook. I know I still use Facebook, but now it has moved to TikTok. And I specifically follow this one guy called SB Mowing. Mm-hmm. And he goes in most people's lawns for free, or like old people or like abandoned houses. Mm-hmm. So it's actually really cool, like, service that he does. And he did, anyways, I'm like obsessed with watching his videos.
I need to go watch some rug videos. Speaking of things that we always watch or never watch, anytime this new drama about Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni comes up, I skip immediately.
Dude,
because it's so annoying.
I can't do it.
Like,
there's too much information. I think I just want to wait for the trial.
Yeah.
There's just way too much information.
There's way too much.
If there's like a big break though, like new information that changes things, I'll watch those videos. But then
people are like reading their full lawsuit.
Yeah.
And like giving information. And I'm like,
do you know how many videos I've seen? I've seen at least three that were like, I read all the pages of the lawsuits that you don't have to. And I'm like, okay, so did a bunch of other people on the internet.
Yeah.
So I'm good.
Same. I don't even want to listen to your video talking about it.
No.
Because it's the most unnecessary drama ever. Like, we're done with it. Please be done with it.
All I know is that Blake is done. She's... And it has nothing to do with what Justin has done to her. If you look at just the things that she has said under her own free will and choice, she is the worst. And
I
don't like her anymore. As far as Justin goes, I'm going to hold out on jumping to conclusions of whether he's a good guy or bad guy until the trial comes out and all the evidence comes out.
I'm still on his team.
Yeah, for a minute, I wasn't. After all the things Blake released about him, but now I'm starting to question those things. And like I said, I'm just gonna keep my opinions of him neutral until
keep it all open.
Yeah, until we get more info.
I will tell you one thing that I will watch is a interview of Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick for A Simple Favor.
I've seen that clip so many times.
Because she is ruthless to Blake, and it's hilarious.
Yeah. I love Anna Kendrick.
She's so funny. Like, the one where Blake's like, I'll never be a Disney princess. And then Anna was like, oh, it's so hard being you. I love her.
She's such a victim mentality. It's so weird.
It is.
Like, everything people say to her, everything, that was not good grammar. Everything that is said to her, she takes offense for literally no reason, and it is so annoying.
Yeah.
Congrats on your bump. congrats on your bump. What?
So
like that was so uncalled for, Blake. Like why did that's so uncalled for.
What?
She wasn't just guessing. You literally announced your pregnancy, and then when people bring it up, you're like
offended.
You're not supposed to ask a woman that.
Yeah.
They're not asking you. You said you were.
Yeah. I don't understand her at all.
She's so dumb.
I'm never watching Gossip Girl. Remember when we did our It Ends With Us episode and I was like, I'll go watch Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm not gonna do it.
I do love Gossip Girl. It's good. It has a good cast.
Yeah. She's just ruined it for me though.
Yeah. Also, she can't act.
No, she can't. Literally.
She's just pretty.
But is she that pretty?
Yeah, she is. I mean, now people are...
Yeah.
Have you seen her face?
She is.
She's literally stunning.
And she has good hair.
Yeah. Except in the It Ends With Us movie.
Ugh, yeah.
It was, like, purposely frizzy. Like, it was supposed to be like, oh, I'm perfectly disheveled. But it just looked like she hadn't brushed her hair in a year.
The thing is I actually really, really liked that movie.
I know, and it's really disappointing because I loved the movie. I thought they did a really good job. I thought Blake did okay. Not horrible.
Yeah.
But everyone else and everything about the movie, I absolutely loved. So it's really disappointing that now I have this, like, tainted perspective of it because of the drama that's come out.
Yeah, that's what makes me so mad.
Yeah.
Like, can we just keep it private? But nothing's ever private. Okay. Especially with TikTok.
Yeah, it's true. Let's,
should we get into these questions? We need to get
into our questions. Let's rapid fire.
Okay.
Because we spent a lot of time.
What's one thing you want to work on in 2025? I'll say mine first.
Go.
Your face. You're like, I don't remember. So I said my health. Because I feel like last year I wasn't on it. Because I got really overwhelmed with the whole health world and researching stuff. So this year I'm still gonna like take a step back and maybe not go into all of the rabbit holes with health, but I'm gonna kind of just go back to my routine things that I used to do that I liked and keep doing it and have like a better morning and night routine that's like set, you know?
Yeah. I think for me, I kind of similar, just I just want to kind of crunchify my life, which I've started, doing, but I'm like switching over to all clean products and just making sure I'm like reading the ingredients on more things that I'm consuming and using in my house. So like I said, I've already started doing that. So I want to continue doing that and kind of switch over to everything completely clean.
The one thing that has been hard for me to find like clean good products is makeup.
Yeah.
So if anyone has a good makeup brand or like even several that you know is clean and like it's like a good foundation that actually goes on well and doesn't look cracky or anything, like stuff like that that's like good quality but also clean, let me know. Because
send
it's a struggle. Rex. Yeah, send Rex. Okay. We're going into your favorite book and your worst book of 2024.
Okay. I can go first.
Okay. Start with the worst, maybe.
Oh,
let's start with that. The worst book
was Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Okay.
I know that's an unpopular opinion because it gets really good reviews. I found it extremely repetitive. It was like every single marriage was the same. It was just, spoiler alert, a ploy to boost her career and cover up the fact that she was in love with a woman. It was just the same thing over and over again. And I'm like, this is really uncreative. The best book, so if I'm looking at my Goodreads, well, I'd say...
Which one would you say you would have given 6 stars to if you
My could? Favorite books that stand out the most to me this year would be Queen of Shadows from the Throne of Glass series.
Good one.
And then Powerless.
Yes.
Those stick out the most to me. But I can tell you all the books that I gave 5 stars to in 2024.
Do it.
That was It Ends With Us. I know. That's a little controversial. It was a
good book, though. Good book.
Queen of Shadows, The Women and the Nightingale.
Good book.
The First, One Dark Window. Also Reckless. That's also an unpopular opinion. When the Moon Hatched. When Breath Becomes Air. Yeah, that's it. Oh, and Light Lark.
You liked that one a lot.
Yeah, the first one. The second one's also really good.
If we talk about all the books I gave 5 stars to, that would be most of them.
You know what? I think of us are kind of like that, but more so Shelby. She's just like, yeah, that was awesome. 5 stars.
Yeah.
No notes.
No, literally.
And then when I see other people's Goodreads reviews on a book that I gave 5 stars.
And I'm like, what?
And then they have like all this information to back it up and like why there were plot holes and like why it was terrible. And I'm like, don't ruin it for me.
Yeah. Please. My worst book was The Cruel Prince. And with that, just the whole series.
Yeah.
I read the first 3 books. I guess there's more after that.
Did you read the third book?
I did.
You listened to them.
I listened to them.
I told you if you didn't like the first 2, you should just stop. I haven't read it, but I'm probably not going to now.
It was available on my Libby, so I had to. I read it. I listened to it super quick because I listened to it on 2-point speed.
Yeah.
Which actually wasn't too bad. I feel like I could understand most of it, but why I didn't like it is because I don't think I loved her writing style, and there was like no romance. There was like very little romance.
Not every book is supposed to be a romance book.
I know, but everybody was fooling me, and I thought it was a romantasy book, but it's way more fantasy than romance.
Yeah.
My favorite book, I would have to say, is A Court of Silver Flames. I read that in January last year, and I just ate that book up. I loved it. I was extremely inspired, and I know a lot of people hate that book, but Nesta is my girl.
Yes.
I love her. Probably my second most loved book would have been Powerless. I would have rated that book 5 stars. Or loved. 6 stars. I did rate it 5 stars.
I was like, did you not rate it? Or No, I love that book too.
Oh, Powerless is so good. Okay, going into our worst and favorite movie. Did you have a worst movie? And these are just movies, not necessarily that came out last year, but that you watched last year.
I don't think I watched any truly bad movies. There was one movie that I don't even know if I finished it fully. And it was, I'm blanking on the name of it. I don't know
if I had written down a worst movie.
But it stars Tom Hardy playing himself and his psychotic twin brother in London. And they're like gangsters in London. And I saw a few clips on the internet and thought it looked amazing. And then it was just really dark and depressing and gory. And I was like, I don't really like this anymore.
I don't think I wrote down the worst movie. I would really have to think about it. I feel like movies nowadays just aren't the same as they used to be.
Mm-mm.
But wouldn't you say both of our favorite movie of the year was Wicked?
As far as movies that were released this year, definitely Wicked.
Wicked was so good. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's incredible.
It was so good.
But movies that you just watched, what would you say was your favorite?
Well, this year was so fun for me because I watched a lot of movies that I've never seen before, such as the whole Star Wars franchise, Lord of the Rings extended versions.
Both really good series.
And Shutter Island was really good.
Oh, you watched the extended version of Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
And it was good, but I have to say Star Wars probably, I enjoyed Star Wars more. I'm not saying Star Wars is better than Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm. You just liked the But story I just enjoyed better.
It better. Lord of the Rings extended version was a little slow for me, and since I can't get through a 4-hour movie starting at 9 p.m. every night, I had to watch it in like 45-minute increments. So it just dragged on. So it was a little bit of a rough time, but I still very much enjoyed Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Isn't it more of kind of like a slow burn story, like tons of world building and character building?
Exactly. Yeah.
But same with Star Wars. But I feel
I mean, it's heavy on the world building, but you don't... It's more fast-paced.
Yeah.
And the movies are shorter.
Yeah. How long are... Like, about how long are the Star Wars movies? Because I thought they were, like, 2.5
hours. That sounds about right. I don't know.
So they're still pretty long movies, but 4 hours?
4 hours for the extended versions.
Ugh.
And there's 3 of them.
That is... rough.
What was your favorite movie besides Wicked? Did you have one or just Wicked?
Just Wicked.
Okay, yeah. Love it.
Well, I wouldn't say that this is like my favorite, but it was good and I can't believe I had never seen it, was the first Beetlejuice.
Mm,
and
I watched it. I still need to watch it.
I watched it because Beetlejuice 2 came out and so we watched the first one.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so funny. Like, this is such a good movie. Like, that's a good classic movie.
Oh, I also watched Gladiator 1.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. I really liked it. And then I was super excited for Gladiator 2, but then everybody said it wasn't very good, so we never went and saw it. So, yeah. I do want to watch it, like, once it is released on my TV, but I didn't really want to go pay for it, because nobody was saying really good things about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to watch that. I need to rewatch the first one first, though.
Yeah, it was very good.
Okay, next one is our worst and best TV series.
Yes. Do you want to go?
Yeah, I could start with my worst.
Okay.
So, one of them is Silo. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people like it, and I heard that the book is way better than the series, but I have so many issues with that series. Like, I do not like any of the characters. There's so many things that happen that are unrealistic. I feel like there's so much more that they could have done with that plot. Like, it's such a good idea, but they just lost
me. I have to admit, I haven't been watching season 2.
Yeah.
We're probably like 5 episodes behind. We just stopped. So clearly we weren't that into it.
We just stopped too. But we got like to episode 5 or 6, so we're just like 1 episode or 2 episodes behind now, but I don't know if I can keep watching it because I just do not like any of the characters.
Yeah.
But the other worst series that I watched this year was Tell Me Lies. And you guys, I don't know if any of our listeners have watched this, but this series went just crazy on social media. And people were like, this show is so good. It's so crazy. Do not watch it. Do not watch it. I mean, it was crazy. And it's basically just like a college setting, like a group of friends. And like every crazy possible dramatic thing that could happen happens. And like there's like cheating and like just so much. And it was way too raunchy. Like it was too raunchy.
Oh, no.
If it wasn't like that, I probably would have liked it better, but it was just way too much. It
just made like, me for no reason, because I hate when shows do that. It's like, can like,
yeah, it literally was like,
you'd be surprised
okay
how many people don't want to watch this.
Yeah, it was stuff. Like normal scene, spicy scene, normal scene, spicy scene. I'm like, what, can we just chill out for a second?
Like it just ruins the storyline in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Like, there were things in it that happened that were freaking crazy, crazy twists, but just not worth it because it's too raunchy. Do you have a worst series?
I don't think I have a worst series.
Nice.
That I can think of.
Okay, what about best?
Best series, we watched Andor, which is a new series on Disney. One of the few things Disney has done recently that's been really good. Really, really good. And it is a Star Wars series. Mm-hmm. But you don't need to watch Star Wars first to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was seriously so good. And this is not like my normal genre of things that I like.
Mm-hmm.
But it was incredible. The acting, the writing, literally everything about it was so incredibly well done. The storyline was incredibly
Disney,
well thought
right?
out. Uh-huh. You can watch it on Disney Plus. Like, I was so impressed. And Dallin had already watched it, but he watched it again with me. And he said he even enjoyed it more the second time because it's just so good and so well put together. It's awesome. So I highly recommend that. And then we are, like I said, almost done watching Breaking Bad. And we've been addicted. Like, we can't stop watching it.
What part are you at? Like, have you had the guy that owns the chicken?
Oh, yeah. Plate? Yeah, we've known Gus for a while. Okay, don't listen to this if you haven't watched Breaking Bad. But, so, it's getting crazy because we're getting close to the finale of season 4. Mm-hmm. Walt thinks that Gus is going to kill his whole family. So, he just basically sent them away. And they are hiding out at Hank and Marie's house. Mm-hmm. Because they told Hank that the cartel was going to come kill him. Mm-hmm. But really, Walt thinks it's Gus that's going to come kill him. But he couldn't say that. So they just told him it was the cartel. And then just they basically fired Walt.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember all the details, but I just remember certain things that maybe were a little bit traumatizing.
Yeah.
If you're, like, interested in that type of show, or, like, kind of that vibe, mm-hmm. like, where it's dark, they're, like, doing illegal things, you should watch Ozark.
Okay. I've heard really good things about Ozark.
Really so it's definitely good characters. On really my radar. Good writing. They have to, like, launder money. So it's sort of similar to Breaking Bad, but, like, not. Yeah. But that's a good show.
Okay.
And it's Jason Bateman. If you know who that is. Have you seen The Switch? With Jennifer Aniston? He's in that, too. That's a really good movie, too.
I'd probably recognize him if I saw him.
You would.
Okay.
Did I say my favorite TV series?
I don't think so.
Well, one is The Crowded Room, because we recently have watched both of these series that I'm going to talk about. So good. And if you want to hear more about that, that is in one of our previous episodes, one of our most recent, might be even the most recent besides this one.
Yeah.
And then also Ted Lasso. If you have not watched Ted Lasso, please go watch it. It's on Apple TV. It is worth getting a free trial for just to watch that show, because it makes you feel so good.
And such a good show.
Oh, can we just, like, briefly talk about the characters? Of course, Ted.
That's the best thing about Ted Lasso is the characters. The and characters I told you that before so you watched good. It, is that you're going to fall in love with the characters.
Yes, like, I can't stop Ted thinking about it.
And Rebecca.
Well, Ted, everybody needs to be like Ted. He's just the best. Super optimistic. Just throws everything behind him and keeps pushing forward. Rebecca, I love her. I love her. And when she started singing, I was like, this is going to be so cringy. But then it was so good. She is so good
at singing.
It was so good. Keely's probably my favorite character. Yep. She's hilarious.
I love Keely.
Like, I want to be her when I grow up.
I know.
Roy, one of my favorite characters.
Love Roy.
I love how he's always angry, but he has such a soft heart.
Yes. It's the best.
Like, his lines are so funny, and how he's always saying the F word and taking care of his niece, and he has to, like, give her a dollar every time he swears. So funny. I actually loved Jamie as, like, the series went on.
Yes. You obviously don't like him at first, but.
And, like, my favorite line that he said was poopy. Poopy.
Poopy.
And then what other characters? I liked how in the first season, like, you didn't really get to know as many of the players. But then, like, as time went on, or the seasons went on, you got to know more. Like, Sam and the other captain. And
yeah.
Stuff like that. What other? Oh, Nathan. I loved him in the beginning. And I loved how, like, Ted made him feel.
I hated his character arc.
Yes, that was, like, the only thing about the series that wasn't good.
It was so frustrating and, like, annoying, because he just was one of your favorites. So it was it was way too much of a heartbreak that he turned into the villain.
But then the full circle moment in the end.
I get it.
Like, yeah, that was tender.
It was good.
And then the best part was how, so the Believe, well, Nathan ripped the Believe sign in half, and then they were all like superstitious about it, you know, because it fell down and they're like, oh no, like,
yeah,
we're not gonna make it. And then Ted like ripped it up, and you don't see this until like towards the end where each player had a little piece of the believe sign. Mm-hmm. And then they brought it back out.
Mm-hmm.
And like in like the last episode or two. And I was sobbing. I was telling you this. I'm like, I don't like to cry in front of people. I don't even like to cry in front of my husband. So I was like hiding my face and just like silently crying at that part.
That's so funny.
Because it was so tender, and it's like, that's what it's all about. And that was just like their theme, and
it is so tender.
Where it started, where they were like, that's lame. Like, it's just a piece of paper that you taped up, you know, but then it like meant everything to them by right. the end. So, great show. Great show. Any more thoughts on that?
No.
Okay. If you could pick a theme song for this upcoming year, what would it be and why?
You go first.
I put Don't Stop Me Now by Queen. Because it's got a good beat.
It's a banger.
It's a banger. I love Queen. And it's got a good message.
The song also always makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to choose I Will Survive. I'm just trying to survive here. And then I'm going to try to survive with...
Trying to survive this pregnancy. A toddler. And then having and being pregnant. Two kids.
Yeah. Having two kids. Yeah, I'm a little scared, but I'll be okay.
You can do it.
Yeah.
You got it. Super mom. Let's see. If you had unlimited time and resources, what's a dream you'd finally chase this year?
If I had unlimited time and resources?
Yes.
I would build my dream house out somewhere with some land. Not too much land because I don't want to take care of that.
Yeah.
But enough land for...
Just a little bit.
Running around and have it have yeah a garden,
some chickens,
mm-hmm.
especially grow because my own all food of the eggs, and eggs are gone.
Oh, that would be my dream.
I heard that Costco might not get eggs for a whole other year.
Yeah, they did have eggs when I went the other day.
Yeah,
but I think they might be getting rid of Kirkland brand eggs because those were the specific ones that had
the bird flu or whatever.
But I feel grateful that I found a local egg delivery place that I've been using. So
I need to do that.
I just support get the local locals. Eggs delivered.
Anyway, week. Keep going. Your That's little
it.
Dream.
That was it. That was everything.
I put down that I would write a book because yes. that's something that I have always wanted to do. I would say, well, I always think that sparked when I was in seventh grade when I had creative writing.
I love creative writing.
I think it sparked a little bit before that because we would always write stories, like little scary stories because that's what I loved to read. And so I would write them. And so that's just something, if I had unlimited time, I would probably write and finish a book. It probably will happen eventually. I don't know when.
Yeah.
But it's like you really have to find the motivation for it and like the time every single day.
It's so hard.
Yeah. Like, and it's incredible that there's people out here writing books.
Well, last year Shelby and I kind of interviewed a couple people we know that wrote a book recently or
mm-hmm.
actually have been writing for a long time. And they were like, we meet a lot of other authors or writers at book conferences, and pretty much you'd be surprised how many people have never
finished
written a whole book. Like, people start manuscripts and just never finish it. And at that point I was like, okay, I want this to be my new goal. Like,
mm-hmm.
I will start a book and I will finish it. It mm-hmm. doesn't matter if it's literally the worst thing that's ever been written.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it never, you know, gets published or anything like that. But I just want for myself, like, to start and finish a book.
Yeah.
So I've started a couple. I need to get back to those at some point. But it's...
Well, my problem is...
just when I have downtime, all I want to do is read.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
Same. Same. But it's actually perfect that we are in our reading era, because then we're learning so much more about writing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, as my fifth grade teacher would say, writers read and readers write. You can't be one without the other.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Last question. What's something you stopped doing that you want to start again in 2025?
You go first.
I put dancing.
Yes.
Definitely not on the level that I was at professionally.
Yeah. Are you going to put some pointe shoes on?
Hell no. Excuse my language, but no. Never. I am never putting those That's on so again. Funny. I mean, never say never, you know,
never
but
say never.
I am all like 99% certain that I will never put pointe shoes on again. I like stubbed my toe this morning and almost started crying because it hurt so bad, because I don't have tough toes anymore.
Oh, that's the worst.
But I just think it would be fun to just take a dance class every now and then, like ballet class or a contemporary
class.
Yeah,
I was actually thinking that this week too. Like, I want to go take a ballet class, even though mm-hmm. I would be terrible.
Yeah.
But just for fun.
Yeah, just to like get in that flow and mm-hmm. just like taking bar, you really get into a different state or like a different brain wave or something.
I love a good bar.
Same.
Love ballet bar. It's Same. My favorite.
Yeah. I know. Maybe we should just get ourselves a little bar and a piece of Marley so we can just do our own
no,
bar.
No, I want someone to tell me what to do.
That's true. That is always nice.
I don't
want
to think.
That's why
too
I
hard.
Like group fitness classes
yes,
too.
Same. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I hate working out by myself.
What about you?
Oh, I need to start sourdough bread again.
Yes.
Because I was in my sourdough era for a few months last year, mm-hmm. and it was the best era of my life. It was so good.
Dallin
is like begging me ever since I stopped.
Oh, did he like
when
it?
When are you going to start making sourdough bread again? Yeah, he's obsessed.
Ooh.
And I started making focaccia for a while there because it was so much easier than sourdough. But it's just not the same. And then also it gave me the ick one time, so now I can like never make it again.
Ooh.
A pregnancy ick.
Ooh.
Like I had a craving for it, and then all of a sudden I was like, never mind.
Was that when you were... Was that recently?
Yeah, it was like a few months ago.
Oh, okay.
Anyways.
I was like, was that when you were pregnant?
So now I
can't
have focaccia, at least homemade focaccia.
Mm.
But I need to make sourdough. So I need a sourdough starter again.
Are there like sourdough classes? Because
I'm sure there
are.
It's
so intimidating.
It seems intimidating, but I promise it's not, because I knew nothing about sourdough. My friend gave me some starter
mm-hmm.
and gave me like super, super brief introduction.
Okay.
And then sent me her favorite recipe. And I've literally only made this recipe. And it's not your typical sourdough bread with the hard shell.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sandwich bread loaf.
Mm-hmm.
So it's softer on the outside and it's really easy to make. The only reason I make this one and not traditional sourdough is because I don't have the equipment for that. I'd have to buy a proofing basket or something. And I didn't want to buy additional things because I already had to buy a scale and stuff. So.
Yeah, I literally have no equipment
so
for sourdough.
So this recipe that I make is super easy. And the first time I ever made it, I totally mismeasured.
Mm-hmm.
And I put in like double the amount of salt, and then I had to try to scoop it out. But then like when scooping it out, I don't even know if I was taking out salt or flour or what I was taking out. So I thought I had ruined it, and it literally turned out so good.
Ooh.
And I was like, okay, nice. So clearly it's not easy to mess up.
Yeah.
It's just time consuming.
But I feel like it is
it's
easy
so
to mess up.
So time consuming. I have to be home all day.
Yeah.
To make sourdough bread. It's so annoying.
That is annoying. It's like laundry.
I know. It's like I have to start at like 8 a.m. and then it's done at like 4 p.m.
Ugh.
And so it's rough, but...
Okay, that's not as much time as I was thinking. Because you don't leave it overnight? You don't proof it
overnight?
You
can. You can proof it, but if it says optional, I ain't doing it.
Yeah.
I don't like proofing
it. It would be nice to kind of break it up, though.
I don't like proofing it only because convenience-wise, you have to plan so far ahead. You have to take it out of your fridge 5 hours before you want to shape it.
Oh.
So, and then you have to let it rise in the pans, and then you have to prep your oven, and then you have to bake it. So then I'm like, have to plan and do all this math in my head. I'm like, okay, I have to take it out of my fridge at 7 a.m. I'm like, nah, I'm just gonna bake it now.
Oh, that's great. I also want to get into sourdough, but I don't know if I'll do it anytime soon.
Yeah.
My mom and I want to do it together, and she's like, when I move into my new house, then we can do it. So we'll have, like, a place to do it.
Yeah.
And I think that would actually be fun.
Yeah.
To do together.
That would be fun.
We're going to finish off this episode with a little challenge. So it's not, like, a New Year's goal. It's just little things to think about every day to make you feel better, make other people feel better, and let us know what you think of this challenge and if you apply any of it. Do you want to start with the first one?
Yes. Okay. So, number one, read a chapter or more every day.
Yes, of course. And of course, listen to our podcast after you read your books. Number two, try to make someone else's day better every day.
Love that. Number three, add something crunchy into your routine.
Yeah, we're all in our crunchy sourdough era.
Yes.
Number four, take breaks from social media, sweet treats, beverages, negative self-talk, and screen time. Well, I know some of those will go down if TikTok is banned.
Right. Okay, number five, spend more time in nature with family and friends, serving others, or resting.
Yes, love that. Mm-hmm. We need to go on more hikes.
Yes, once it gets warmer.
Yeah. And then number six, find a personal hobby that's just for you. Ours is obviously reading.
Yeah. If you don't have a hobby outside, like if you have a significant other,
mm-hmm.
you need a hobby that's just for you.
Yeah.
Like it is the best.
It is. I feel like it's always good to have like your personal hobby.
Yes.
Whether that's like with other people or like a friend or whatever, like that can be a part of your personal hobby, and then a hobby with your significant other.
Yeah, I totally agree. I know a lot of people are like, no, the gym is like where I have my alone time.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's your hobby, great. Mm-hmm. Dallin and I like working out together, but then we have hobbies at home that we do separately.
Yeah.
Which I really like.
And Dallin started reading more, which is great.
He said he was going to
but he hasn't.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, well, what do you want to read? And he wanted to start with Mistborn.
Yeah,
but then like last week I said, do you want me to buy that for you so you can start reading it?
Yeah.
Because I was going to try to find it on Facebook Marketplace, but I haven't been able to find it. So I'm like, okay, well, I can buy it for you. And he's like, well, isn't that other, he said, isn't that other fantasy book coming out this month? And I was like, what fantasy book? He's like, the Fourth Wing Wong. And I was like, yeah.
You're like, I was like, you want to finish that?
He's like, yeah, I'd read that.
I wonder if Abe would actually like those books. It would just be pulling.
I mean, Dallin liked them, but he wasn't as obsessed as I was.
Yeah. What's that saying I'm trying to say? Pulling tooth and nail?
Pulling teeth.
It'd pulling, be like pulling teeth. Yeah. To try and get Abe to read that. Like I would
what
literally
are those sayings called?
idioms. I would literally have to like sit down with him and read it with him.
Yeah,
but I know like once he got into it he might like it. I don't know, who knows.
It's funny because we know some people that like reading with their spouse is their hobby that they do together.
Mm-hmm. I would love that.
I don't know if I would love that.
I would love
like
it.
Do you read, how does that work? Do you read out loud? Because I just read so much faster in my head that it would drive me insane to have to read out loud.
You would have to get the audiobook.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And then, yeah, no. Plus, yeah, no. I'm good. Let me just leave me alone while I'm reading, please.
I know.
Like, I like when people read the book at the same time as me.
Yeah.
But not physically the same book.
You're like each holding one page, yeah, like how you no. hold a hymn book.
Absolutely not. Like literally leave me alone while I'm reading my book. Please.
Yeah. Abe has been reading a little bit more lately, but he's all business. All business books.
Ew.
He loves that stuff. And, like, he gets so excited about it and will tell me about it. And it actually is really good. But I'm like, I would just not be interested in that. But probably because I don't have, like, as much of a business mind as him.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Let us know how the EB Pod Challenge goes for you.
Also, if you're not already our friend on Goodreads, I just have become obsessed lately with seeing, like, what people are reading and what they thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
So please add us.
Yeah, add us. That would be so fun.
Message us if you can't find us. I just love getting new ideas for what to add to my TBR.
Yes, same.
And
follow us on Instagram for sure at eb.pod and TikTok before it gets banned. I'm crying. We do have a YouTube as well. So go subscribe to that. We currently aren't doing video, but in the future we will. So go subscribe. Let us know what you thought of this episode. And, oh, send us your craziest work stories.
Yeah.
If you have one.
Hopefully our next episode will be crazy work stories. So.
Yeah.
Send them in.
Send them in.
We already have a good.
Yeah.
A good collection.
The work stories are long. Are the ones that you got actually long?
I have a bunch of short ones and then a long one. Anyways, I have a bunch.
You have all around. Okay, well, we love you guys. Thanks for listening. And we are back.
Okay.
Okay, bye.